Detroit. Kicking off the show there with a little music from the Little Fisherman out of New Braunfels, one called the Panhandle Polka. And with that, we say Vita Vivas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you once again, as we're going to bring you an hour or so of some great polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. It is Friday, July 15th, is that right? I think so. It's about 10:30 at night, and doing this show, I actually had a little contest on Facebook, I have to tell you. First of all, glad to be back, taking a couple of months off, you know, for vacation, and just, it's summertime, you know, kind of can relax a little bit, but I had a little contest on Facebook. My wife and I, Marcy, we were down at the Loose Screw, a little beer garden here in Taylor, and getting ready to head home. It was a little after 9 o'clock, and I was thinking about how I'd been wanting to do a new show. I had a new show ready to go for the past month or so, and just I've not quite gotten around to doing it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a little contest here. I'll put a little post up and say, I've got a new show ready to go. I'll give you an hour. If I can get 10 likes in an hour, I'll do a new show tonight. So it was kind of a technicality. I said if I get 10 likes in an hour, but I also said by 10 o'clock, but it was technically 9:13 when I posted, so at 10 o'clock I only had 8 likes, but by 10:13 I did have 10 likes. So I'm a man of my word, so I am pulling a late nighter here, and we're going to do a show tonight. You probably won't hear it until tomorrow or whenever, but I am going to try to get it out tonight before midnight, and hopefully a few of you guys will listen to it tonight. If not, you'll hear it on Saturday or Sunday or whenever the hell you finally get around to finding it. So that's what it is. But here we are on a Friday night doing a little polka time, and like I said, glad to be back with you once again after a little time off for vacation. And enough of me rambling, let's just play some music. How about that? Let's start things off. Here's a little Rudy Kurtz and his orchestra from old TNT 45, TNT number 5042. This is the B-side, and it is the Little Tavern Waltz. Thank you.
por el sien. Zavoní mi lásko môj, že dobře víc, co srdce nosí. Andelíčko môj, s doma spadne leda.
All right, wrapping up that first set there, a little live music from the Bobby Jones Check Man. Let's go back and recap what we heard. Like I said, we started that set off with the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra on an old TNT 45, Little Tavern Waltz. Right after that, Eric Hanza and his orchestra out of the Dallas area doing the Springtime Polka. Followed that up with a little northern music from Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman doing their version of the Red Raven Polka. Right after that, the great Leo Majek Orchestra out of Corpus Christi doing the Lazy Farmer Waltz. And then, like I said, we wrapped it up with some live music from the Bobby Jones Check Band recorded at the Ennis KJT Hall back in 1992. One called Anielichko Moy, My Angel Polka. So there we have our first set down, and we're going to keep rolling on now and feature a little bit of Polish music. Don't feature a lot of Polish music on the show all that often, but it is definitely a part of the Texas polka culture here, as well as the Czech and German music as well. It's a little more kind of not integrated, but just kind of what's the word I'm looking for? It's a little more shrunken down, I guess. It's 11:45 on a Friday night. I'm tired, but it's not widespread amongst Texas. It's mainly central to like Brenham and the Chapel Hill area. That's where mainly where the Polish settlements are. Mainly kind of up, maybe up a little bit into to Bremond, kind of up north of Hearn that way, but. The majority of the Polish settlers, I think, were from around Chapel Hill and the Brenham area. I could be totally wrong, but I think that's right. So, anyway, we're going to do four songs, all Polish. We're going to start out in the Chapel Hill area with a band called the White Eagles that later transformed into a band called the Polish Eagles. And both of these songs, I have no clue what the names of the songs are. I got this on a CD from Thomas Dernan, who got it in turn from Brian Marshall. And these are just like home recordings. And I have no idea what the names of the songs are, but we're going to kick things off with the White Eagles doing a polka, a Polish polka. Follow that up with the Polish Eagles doing a Polish waltz. And then we're going to wrap that up with a couple of numbers from Brian Marshall and his band. So a nice little set featuring some Polish music. And I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, kick things off. Here are the White Eagles from back in the 1950s doing just a Polish polka.
Carità e domo. E la domo mio, carità e domo. Svinci, mezzo, svinci, ale ne cademo, ale ne cademo, ale ne cademo. E la domo mio, stimo, sai e domo. E la domo mio, stimo, sai e domo.
They don't play like this. They come like they're playing poker. So we do tera, bita, bita. I did the vodka, bita, bita. I did the vodka, bita, bita. You play like that, you can do like poker like him.
do was młodziniec i się proszę łobiniec i się proszę łobiniec tu w rabinie piwina kwiwina każda jedna dzieci moje odadana każda jedna moje dzieci odada.
All right, Brian Marshall right there wrapping up that little set. Some nice Polish music from here in Texas. And like I said, let's go back and check out what we're listening to. Like I said, we started things off. A couple of just unknown numbers. First off, from 1950s, we had the White Eagles out of Chapel Hill area doing a unknown Polish polka right after that. A recording from the 1980s when they had changed their name to the Polish Eagles. And an unknown Polish waltz. And then we wrapped it up with a couple numbers from Brian Marshall. First off, from 1997, the Pani Matka, the mother-in-law waltz. And then wrapped it up with from his 2005 album, Texas Lowlands, we had the Ike's Polka. So there we go. Some nice little segment of Polish music there. I really enjoy that stuff. It's very rural, you know, very... very down to earth, very still kind of, it sticks to its roots. You know, a lot of the German music and the Czech music has changed styles over the years, and you're going back from the botches all the way up to current day, you know, the sound, the instrumentation has definitely changed, but for the Polish music, it's pretty much stayed the same, and that's one thing I really kind of admire about it, is they really have kind of stuck to their roots, regardless of whether they think, you know, popularity or commercialism or whatever. They don't care. That's the way they like it, and they're going to stick to it. And you got to admire them for that. So there we go, some Polish music. Two sets down. We're going to keep rolling on now. Do another nice set of Czech music here and start things off with our own band, the Czech Melody Masters. This was actually recorded down in Corpus Christi at Moravian Hall last May 2nd, 2021. And it's our version of the Orphan Waltz.
Oh, Trofie zrodila, neměla si si tu lásky prostého syna. Neměla si si tu lásky prostého syna. Píšem závěra, žádného nemám, bez lásky jsem na svět přišel, bez něj umírám. Bez lásky jsem na svět přišel, bez něj umírám.
Vidět je na nebi jedino jezdički, jezdičko ma. Vidjet je na nebi jedino jezdički, jezdičko ma. Zrička ži zašina, na tebe holšičku srce mi je spomina, zreničko ma. Na tebe holšičku srce mi je spomina, zreničko ma. We'll be right back.
Yeah, wrapping up that set there with some nice music. Out of Omaha, Nebraska, Vern Ludington and his Jolly Musicians doing their version of the Huntsman's Waltz. Let's go back and recap what we heard on that last set. Like I said, we started things off with our own band, the Czech Melody Masters, right there doing the Orphan Waltz live at Moravian Hall in Corpus Christi last year. Followed that up with a nice old scratchy 78 from Adolf Pavlis and his Gold Chain Bohemians out of Schulenburg, doing a Nas Mate or Our Mike Polka. Some nice music from Mason Nesvadov, our good buddy Mason, and of course our great, great buddy Joe Zetica Jr. there, doing the Uj Borova Waltz. Followed that with Edward Kopechki and his Funtime Czech Band, doing the Enchanted Woods Waltz. Right after that, a little music out of the Temple area, Charles McKeska and the Sensations, about the 1990s or so, their version of the Painted Gate Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with Vern Ludington and his Jolly Musicians out of Omaha, Nebraska, doing the Huntsman's Waltz. So there we have three sets down. We got one more full set to go, so let's get back on into it. Here's my band right here. You know, of course, it's the Joe Patek Orchestra doing their version of the Tinker Polka.
Thank you. těla. Do vodičky hleděla, spatřila malou rybičku, jak polikala vodičku.
Jeden krásný bílý, oči. Tolik jsme plakali, nech nám srdíčky potvaří, my jsme je sbírali. Škoda je má milá naději, škoda je mladý let, co jsme si jeden kráč slíbili, se nenavratí.
Oh, yeah, my man, Leroy Matoga right there wrapping up that set. Let's go back and check out what we were listening to. Like I said, started this final set off with the Joe Patek Orchestra doing the Tinker Polka. Right after that, the Pavelka Orchestra out of Corpus Christi, 1975 album, one called A Collection of Memories. And that was, of course, the Four Horses Waltz. Right after that, a little more Nebraska music out of Prague, Nebraska this time. The Adolf Nimitz Orchestra doing Ustodaki, the At the Spring Waltz. Followed that up with a little music out of Minnesota, I think. Maybe Wisconsin. I'm so sorry. I can't remember off the top of my head now. The Gary Kuchenbecker Orchestra, his old lager orchestra, doing a good polka time, one called Beer and Pretzels. And then, like I said, we wrapped the set up with Leroy Matoka and his orchestra doing the Teardrops Waltz. And it's funny, I have this old desk that I've used for years and years and years to do the polka show on. And it's got a little drawer here that you open up. It's got storage in. I've got all kinds of stuff in here. I have an old Kodak camera that I still need to be developed. I have no clue what is on that camera. I've got a bunch of stickers. I've got push pins. I have a mono phono cartridge that I use when I record my 78s. I actually switch out the cartridge on my turntable. I have some old little viewers from Astroworld from about the 1980s. And one of the things I found in here was a card. Now I'll take a picture of it and I'll put it up on Facebook. Is I have a card from Leroy Matoka's final set of dances, his final dance schedule from September through December 1998. So it goes from September 6th playing in Fayetteville to his final dance on December 31st in Ellinger on New Year's Eve. So pretty cool. I just happened to run across that. So I will scan that and put that up on Facebook at some point. The first, pretty cool, because the front side lists all his radio shows and all the radio stations that he used to broadcast on. And then on the back side is his schedule. So pretty cool collector's item. I will always hold on to that. So anyway, that is the show. Like I said, glad to be back in the saddle. I know you guys didn't miss me, whatever, but I'm glad to be back. So we'll get a new show out in the next week or two or month or who knows, whenever I get around to doing another one, hopefully a little more frequently. But it is summertime, so I'm going to kind of kick back and relax. But I may get one out in another week or so, he said, knowing it probably wouldn't happen anyway. But we're going to get on out of here, feature a little music recorded live at the Moravia Store in 2018. Here's Mark Halata and Texavia doing the Deer Hunter's Waltz. So until next time, whenever that may be, I want to tell you guys, take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
Most zdrowie i ku zdrowie i na hola kieledy ku zdrowie i ku zdrowie i na hola kieledy wyslidec czerna posedu piękne w rozledu arbursztec li uż nas pusti diva se dorosti myśliwek z na posedu na polo piękne w rozledu arbursztec li uż nas pusti diva se do hosti.
Thank you, Anton Brazel.